The environment clearly is going to be one of the big issues that the next government is going to have to tackle. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'll hear lots of sort of wringing of hands and, well, of course, it's very difficult and this and that, and how are we to manage? And then there are other priorities. And ultimately, for the safety and future of the planet, many people would agree that something urgently needs to be done to tackle climate change. What do you think you would be asking your prospective MHKs with regards to this?
I think it's an interesting one. Well, it's an absolutely basic one, isn't it? But it's noticeable that already all the candidates are listing climate change amongst their priorities, which is fine. You'd expect everyone to do that. The real question is what is their position on it? And it strikes me that one of the fundamental questions for the island is whether we just go for the kind of bare international minimum on this, or whether we embrace a green revolution. Maybe that's overstating it. And if we do the latter, you know, what are the costs? What are the implications of that? Who pays those costs? And also, how do you take public opinion with you when people can see that the Isle of Man is its contribution in all this is microscopic?
And I suppose one of the ways in which this debate is always framed is people talk about the cost. You know, those who are sceptical about climate change would argue that this is all about hidden taxes, stealth taxes. Mm. It's all about expense, and it's going to be a disaster and this and that. I suppose there is another side to this, and you know, many MHKs probably over the last two elections, and I'm sure they'll do the same in this, talk about the opportunity for green tech, you know, environmental solutions type business, and potentially the Isle of Man would be in a good position to act as a base for funding for that. But also, of course, we burn loads of fossil fuels on the island. We don't produce any at the moment. So there's going to be an argument in the next 5 years about the extraction of gas from the sea off the northeast coast of the island. But the other thing to consider is if we're spending somewhere in the region of £150 million a year buying in fossil fuels collectively to power our cars, to heat our homes, to run the power station, just imagine if we could save half of that by having better insulation, more efficient machinery. You know, half of that saved is £75 million being kept in the Manx economy, because all the fossil fuels we buy is taken from outside of the island at the moment. So there is potentially an economic benefit with tackling climate change.
Yes, I can see that, and I think it would be very helpful if there was more flesh on the bone for those economic opportunities and the fact that it could actually help people's cost of living, because the perception is it's just going to add to your cost of living because you've got to have all sorts of new heaters and boilers and so on. I think one of the other things is that if we fully embrace the green revolution, if I use that expression, there's the question then about what it does to the Manx landscape. So if one of the solutions is more onshore wind, that would fundamentally alter the character of the Manx landscape. So there's a difference between the countryside and the environment to that extent.
And of course, some, those of us who probably would embrace the green revolution, and I don't particularly like the term, but would point to the derelict mining industry, which massively altered the Manx countryside. You know, if you go anywhere in the hills, you see, well, not anywhere, but most places in the hills, you'll see derelict mine workings, mine buildings, and they had quite a dramatic impact on the environment, but they had a massive economic impact as well. And I suppose the other really important element in relation to climate change is actually adapting the island to deal with it. You know, Laxey is obviously a really important example of where things can go wrong if you haven't adapted to the likely flooding events. And you know, we're going to have the same with sea defences. So there's quite a lot to fit in.
There's one other issue that is a really difficult one, is the extent to which, if gas is discovered in Manx waters, do we proceed to extract it? Because there would be huge potential benefits there. And that's, again, depending on where you stand, is a tricky one.